This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India supports a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Mr. Modi stated this while virtually addressing the International Space Summit at Paris in France today.
India's approach is rooted in Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, that is, one earth, one family, one future. This spirit must now travel beyond earth. We support a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Scientific data must serve the common good with openness and integrity. India's space journey reflects this philosophy.
Highlighting the remarkable growth of country's space journey, Mr. Modi said India aims to establish an Indian space station by 2035 and send an Indian to the moon by 2040. Prime Minister Modi said the country's guiding principle is clear, their benefits must reach all humanity. Lauding the role of ISRO in space journey, Mr. Modi said ISRO has earned global admiration for its excellence and cost-effective missions. New Delhi is gearing up to host the 18th BRICS summit this weekend with heightened security, infrastructure upgrades and extensive preparations across the national capital. The two-day summit, beginning at Bharat Mandapam on Saturday, brings together the world's major emerging economies. India is the current chair of the influential grouping. Top leaders of the grouping include Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin will be attending the BRICS summit. Chinese Foreign Ministry today said President Xi will be arriving in India this week to take part in the summit at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit comes amid a volatile global situation, ongoing conflict in West Asia and the Russia-Ukraine war. This will be Xi's first visit to India in nearly 7 years. Earlier this week, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal in a media briefing said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with numerous leaders on sidelines of the BRICS summit. Delhi police has made elaborate arrangements in view of the BRICS summit. Giving details about the security arrangements, Special Commissioner of Police, Protective Security Division, Manish Kumar Agrawal said that arrangements have been planned to ensure maximum security for visiting dignitaries while causing minimum inconvenience to the public. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi met eminent philanthropist Prince Rahim Aga Khan V in New Delhi today. During the meeting at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu appreciated the work undertaken by Aga Khan Development Network. She said it demonstrates how non-profit organizations working in partnership with the government can improve people's quality of life. During Prince Aga Khan V's interaction with the Vice President at Uparashtrapati Bhavan, the two leaders discussed the Aga Khan Development Network's contributions to water and sanitation, women-led self-help groups, education and community development, and appreciated its initiatives in East Africa and Afghanistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said during their meeting, they discussed ways to further strengthen India's partnership with the Aga Khan Development Network. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem with more than 2,30,000 startups. The minister today launched the curtain raiser for the Emerging Science, Technology and Innovation Conclave 2026 in New Delhi. He said more than 50% of startups are now coming from small towns and not metros, which reflects the widening reach of entrepreneurship and innovation across the country. In hockey, the Indian women's team stormed into the semi-finals of the Junior Asia Cup with a ruthless 19-0 demolition of Pakistan in quarter-final at Mochi in China today. Now India will face the winner of the quarter-final clash between South Korea and Malaysia in the semi-final on Saturday. The Indian men's team has already entered the semi-finals of the Junior Asia Cup. In women's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the semi-final of Asia Cup in Dubai at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.